This is WSHU's After All Things with daily news and culture from around Long Island Sound. Suffolk asks the state to help clean contaminated groundwater. Connecticut's largest food bank gets a major upgrade. Researchers have identified new shark species this summer in New England waters. Plus, a look at last night's debate between the Democrats running for Congress in Connecticut's 1st District. Those stories and more are coming up. I'm Sabrina Garone. Suffolk County officials are calling on New York State to help clean up contaminated groundwater in East Hampton. WSHU's Desiree DiOrio has more.
Local officials say groundwater tests show a chemical contaminant similar to PFAS, although they don't understand the potential health effects yet. They blame a fire at a battery energy storage facility back in 2023. Gregson Piggott is the Suffolk County Health Commissioner.
We have been reaching out to those who have private wells in the area and asking them if they want their water tested.
The Suffolk County Water Authority says it's taken 3 public wells offline as a precaution. The State Department of Environmental Conservation says it's investigating. Desiree DiOrio, WSHU News.
Connecticut's largest food bank is getting a major upgrade amid a challenging time for anti-hunger programs and the people who rely on them. WSHU's Molly Ingram was at the site today and has this report.
CT Foodshare headquarters in Wallingford distributes more than 1 million pounds of food per week. But in about 18 months, they'll be able to do more. They're expanding to double their refrigerated and frozen storage capacity and increase dry food storage significantly. Jason Jakubowski leads the nonprofit. He says recent changes to SNAP have kicked 30,000 CT residents off federal food assistance.
This is, in by many measures, the richest state in the country. And I say this all the time, is that we live a real juxtaposition here in Connecticut. We are the wealthiest state in the country, yet we have some of the poorest zip codes in the entire United States of America.
The project will be funded by a mix of federal, state, and private dollars. Molly Ingram, WSHU News.
Utility rebate checks will be coming to New Yorkers this fall. The New York Public News Network's Jimmy Vielkind reports they'll arrive just before Election Day.
A person familiar with the state's plans say checks of up to $200 will start arriving in September. Governor Hochul touted the billion-dollar program as an affordability measure. But GOP critics are questioning the timing and say the money won't do much to help with rising rates. Dean Murray is a Republican state senator from Suffolk County.
Well, surprise, surprise, it's coming out a month before the election. Who'd have thunk?
Bill Ferris of AARP New York says the checks will help older people on fixed incomes.
They're needed. It was a terrible winter.
State officials estimate 8 million households will receive the payments. In Albany, I'm Jimmy Vielkind for the New York Public News Network.
Congressman John Larson and his 3 primary challengers clash over several topics in a televised debate. Plus, new shark species have been spotted in our waters. That and more is coming up.
This summer, Carnegie Hall comes to you. Carnegie Hall Live brings performances from one of the world's great stages to you, wherever you happen to be. Enjoy acclaimed orchestras, celebrated soloists, and live concerts from New York City without having to fight traffic. Listen Saturdays at 2 with an encore Thursday nights at 8. To see the full schedule, visit WSHU.org. Carnegie Hall Live, all summer long on WSHU.
11 mosquito samples in Suffolk County have tested positive for West Nile virus, according to health officials. That's on top of the 2 dead crows that tested positive for the virus last month. There haven't been any human cases this year. In Connecticut, health officials say positive mosquito cases have appeared in Stratford, Milford, and East Haven. Developers are planning a 5-story apartment building in downtown Bridgeport to replace a 2-story office building. They say it'll have 77 apartment units, most of them studios, and none of them meeting the criteria for affordable housing. It's planned to take 16 to 18 months to build. In the space of just 2 days, at least 3 people have drowned in backyard pools across Suffolk County. 2 were toddlers, and the 3rd was a 73-year-old woman. All 3 were separate incidents. Nassau County officials say there's been 1 drowning death so far this summer. Connecticut lawmakers say they want to prevent the sewage from Massachusetts from flowing into the state on the Connecticut River. WSHU's Ava Keough reports.
Last month, a wastewater treatment plant in Springfield, Massachusetts, dumped more than 6 million gallons of untreated sewage in the shared waterway. The sewage affects communities downstream in Connecticut, especially after heavy rains, like the Northeast has seen in the last few weeks. A state representative blames the aging infrastructure in Springfield and surrounding towns. She has asked the Massachusetts U.S. senators to help put pressure on the EPA to fix the problem. Updating the infrastructure is challenging due to cost and disruptions. She has also asked Connecticut Attorney General William Tong to consider legal action, according to the Massachusetts news outlet WWLP. Ava Keough, WSHU News.
Congressman John Larson and his three challengers in next month's Democratic Party primary clashed over U.S. military aid to Israel and several other topics in a televised debate last night. WSHU's Ebong Udama has more.
In the debate on WTNH Channel 8, Larson defended his recent vote in support of U.S. military aid to Israel, an issue that has divided Democrats in Congress.
Yes, I voted in favor of making sure that Israel, our ally, is going to get the aid from the United States that it needs, but the Palestinians need the humanitarian aid, and Donald Trump has got to enforce the law.
His challenges took issue. Luke Bronin is a former mayor of Hartford.
Trusting Donald Trump to do the right thing is a mind-blowing example of putting hope over all of the evidence in front of us.
Bronin does not support U.S. funding of offensive weapons, but does support defensive weapons. State Representative Jillian Gilchrist disagrees.
This has been determined by the U.N. under international law that what's happening over there is a genocide. And so our American taxpayer dollars should not be going to that cause.
Ruth Fortune, a Hartford lawyer and a member of the city's Board of Education, went further.
We know that these weapons are not only being used to defend themselves. So when you say you want only defensive support, Israel would say everything they're doing right now is defensive.
The first Congressional District Democratic primary is on August 11th. Ebong Udama, WSHU News.
Scientists are seeing new types of sharks off New England as warming waters make our coastlines more habitable for them. The New England News Collaborative's Amanda Beeland has more on why and what it means for us.
Spinner, tiger, and smooth hammerhead sharks haven't typically been spotted around here, but warming waters are changing that. These sharks are ectothermic species, meaning they depend on outside sources to regulate their body temp. Ryan Noddick with the New England Aquarium says that's changing where they spend the summer.
They have a limit where it's too cold for them, and then they have a limit where it's too hot. And with climate change here in the Northern Hemisphere, that limit where it's too cold for a lot of these shark species, it's shifting further and further north.
As oceans continue to warm, Noddick says we should expect to see more unusual visitors in the coming years. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Amanda Beeland.
For the latest from around Long Island Sound, listen to us on the radio, online, with our free app, and of course, tune in here to the After All Things podcast every weekday evening. And don't forget about our brand new merch shop over at WSHU.org. Show your support for the station you love with t-shirts, tank tops, mugs, and so much more. Just click shop at the top of the page. I'm Sabrina Garone. Thanks for tuning in today. Have a great rest of your evening, and we'll talk tomorrow.